Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here. Here we are, Demo Day 2021, Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund. It's an exciting time. The winners are going to be announced shortly, and it was a great event. The pitches, nerve-wracking, exciting. This is, going to be life-changing for some folks here, probably for all the folks here who have gone through this experience. Right now, we got Joshua Tatum with Car Putty. He was one of the judges. Welcome, Joshua.
Thank you very much.
So tell us first, before we get into the event, about Car Putty. How are you serving folks?
So Car Putty, the genesis of Car Putty came with the fact that car loans haven't changed since 1938, which is kind of silly since every other financial industry in America has changed in the last few years, especially in banking. So what we did, our kind of tagline is, it's the last auto loan you'll ever need. So instead of going to a dealership or getting a loan from a bank, we actually give consumers a lifelong perpetual line of credit that they can put one car on, two cars on, three cars on at rates much lower than most banks and never have to apply ever again. So we want people to understand that cars can be treated as an asset, not just a transaction.
So then it just follows me around that I have this kind of a line of credit available to buy a car whenever I need one?
You can buy one. You could refinance the current one you have in your garage. You can, if you have a lease currently, you can do a lease buyout. We try to separate the financing from the transaction. The way it works today is home buying. Car buying is tied to a car right now. If you wanted to buy a car, they finance an individual car. Well, if you're buying a house, would you want to be told by the bank that you can only buy the blue house on Main Street when you really wanted the white house on Elm Street? No, that wouldn't fly, but that's the way the market is today in auto lending.
So then if I wanted to buy a Tesla tomorrow and it cost $100,000, I would apply and then you would see if my credit's worthy of the $100,000 and come up with a rate, and then I would use that to pay it off, and then I would pay it off at some future point, but I have access to it kind of forever?
Yeah, the way we'd want you to do it is do it today, because we actually just do it off of a soft credit pull and our own algorithms to determine the line size. So if you wanted to buy a Tesla tomorrow, you could do it today, do your Car Putty line of credit. And from Tesla's point of view, we're just ACHing cash. So it's a cash transaction from their side.
Right.
And then you could utilize the rest of it down the road, or if you trade the Tesla in, you have that ability to buy another car with the same line.
Right. And I'm just making a payment to Car Putty every month.
Yeah, we are financing ourselves. We are the lender.
And then if I use it, the car's paid off and you're good. And then if I want another car, then it's available for me.
Yeah, all you have to do is send us the VIN number.
Wow, good stuff. So you are kind of disrupting that industry.
Yeah, and that's not the only piece we're doing. The financing part is cool, but we're tying finance to also the ability to understand what a car's worth is. The other problem in America is you ask a consumer, what is my car worth? They say, well, I'll go to Kelley Blue Book. Well, the problem with Kelley Blue Book and most other online distribution channels is they're owned by subsidiaries that work for dealerships. So Kelley Blue Book, actually, the dealerships can change the value on the website. So what you see here in Atlanta is different than if you went to Montgomery.
So that's not on the brochure. They don't mention that.
They don't mention that. It's in a very tiny print or in a subpage of a subpage.
So exciting times then for you getting that. At what stage are you at with that? Is that an ongoing entity right now?
It is. We are lending currently in 13 states. We have over 100,000 users on our platform and growing every minute.
Wow. So what brings you to being a judge here at the Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund?
Well, as an alumni of Georgia State University, I was here back from 99 to 03. I just have a big passion of what this college and university is doing for the entrepreneurial spirit. So I was asked to come in and both advise and judge in this contest, which is amazing.
So what attracts you to kind of giving back to entrepreneurs?
Well, I grew up here in Atlanta. I grew up on the South Side. I did not come from a very affluent family, but always had the passion to change the world. So big dreams. And Georgia State helped facilitate that when I was in college. And then I've been blessed throughout the years between my time at SoFi and other companies that I've helped start. So anything I can do to give back to these students, to these entrepreneurs, is worth my time.
So how have you seen the university evolve? You said you were here in the 90s. This is, 30 years later. It's a different world, I would imagine.
Thanks for sharing that piece. Yes, it has changed. I mean, when I was in school, obviously this was not available. And if it was available, I'd be the first one at the door jumping on it. So what the students have today here is second to none. I mean, I would, I've lived all across the country, and even on the West Coast, stuff like this is not readily available to students. So one up for Georgia State University on housing anything like this.
And especially the crowd it attracts is more diverse than you will find in most other kind of startup events.
Very much so. And I've participated in quite a handful of startup cultural events. And this one, the biodiversity, just the product diversity is vast. You got everything from a cheesecake manufacturer to true fintech software with money management. So it's a wide gambit here.
And as a judge, was there anything stand out to you? Any goosebump moments where you're like, oh, that's a good one?
Yeah, so without giving away too much of the secrets of scoring, there was a particular person here in a company that is dealing in the sports tech arena that when they hit a couple key value props, my skin actually started getting a little spidey sense going on. I was like, wait a second, he's on to something. And then validate it with true data. So, I mean, some of these entrepreneurs have really done their research on product market fit.
And having been an entrepreneur and been in this ecosystem for a minute, it's pretty impressive to see how much more prepared the entrepreneurs are now when they're doing a pitch than maybe they were 10, 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the resources they have for coaching, for data resources. I mean, the problem I had 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, a lot of the data that I wanted to use to back up my claims wasn't readily available. These students today and these entrepreneurs today, that is available, and they are definitely utilizing that to prove their point.
Now, having traveled around the country, how do you see the Atlanta entrepreneurial ecosystem, kind of stack up amongst other communities around the country?
Well, for sure it is on the uptick. One of the reasons why we brought CarPutty here is the ability to resource and develop, the right fit of talent. You've got some major universities here that are really doubling down with their students and what they're learning, not just the core pieces, but more on the technology side and the entrepreneurial side. And also just from a city itself, I mean, Atlanta is booming. We have a great airport here. We have the ability to have great sports teams. So it is definitely a city to watch. And even from the venture capital side, a lot of the VCs in this country are looking at Atlanta as the next best thing.
Now, what about the South as a whole? Atlanta and the Carolinas were kind of, for a while, the only game in town, and now it seems like it's expanding to Tennessee, Alabama, Florida. Everybody's kind of coming into play and creating their own entrepreneurial tech ecosystems in each of those locales. Are you seeing that as a whole just kind of attracting more and more talent to the region?
Yeah, I mean, the cost of living is, to me, the driver of that. And one of the positives of the last 24 months is the proof that you don't have to be geolocated to really execute on a concept. So, it gives these smaller towns and these smaller cities the ability to attract the talent, to raise the money, to grow companies, and to prove it out. So I see it as nothing but a plus for the Southeast. And obviously, you see what happened in Miami.
So now, if somebody wants to learn more about CarPutty, where should they go?
Easy, carputty.com. That's CARPUTTY.com. As well as we have our LinkedIn and Instagram page of Go CarPutty.
Well, Joshua, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Demo Day 2021.